Hi everyone, and welcome back to Chincha Chinery Podcast. And today we'll be talking about how I personally save money and some of my own personal budgeting tips. So I'm kind of a cheapo, like I'm a cheapskate. So I have a lot of tips here that might be like some people would be like, okay, that's too much. But this is just how I personally do it. So you don't have to, follow any of these. You can follow just some of them, whichever fits your lifestyle. So the first one that I do is I get a lot of things that are on special. So here in Australia, they have a lot of specials every week. So there's a new special every week. Depending on which supermarket you purchase your stuff from, it's a different day. So like, for example, Kohl's, I believe it's every Wednesday or something like that. So I really check what's on special before I go to the grocery because I don't want to impulse buy and I want to know what's on special exactly. So if that's something that I need, then I'll get like a bulk of it. So usually, like for certain brands, like our body wash, we get this certain brand. And so when they're on special, I buy like two or three and like I just see what's on special and try to shop around it. So the next one is when I eat out, I try to just have tap water or house water. Especially here in Australia, tap water is okay to drink, and I believe also in Korea. But I don't know about certain places, because sometimes in the Philippines, I do get a stomachache if I have tap water. So I always ask, hey, is it filtered water and stuff? But usually, ordering a drink actually adds up to a lot of money. So I just drink water, and it also helps with dieting as well. So the next tip I have is I use a lot of coupons and points. I know it's some people say it's like a marketing gimmick, but I shop at a certain place anyway, so might as well like build on the points. So every time I shop, I make sure I put my membership card so like it builds up points and I can use them for later on. The next tip is when I wash my clothes, I don't use the dryer. I know a lot of people use the dryer so that they can quickly get stuff ready to wear. But since I kind of like schedule my laundry, I just try to air dry it. And yeah, it dries pretty fast, even here in Australia. So imagine like in the Philippines, I think like it dried in a day or so. So it's pretty quick. The next thing that I do is I use Marketplace on Facebook a lot. So I try to sell a lot of the things that I don't use and also like for my husband as well. So if I see that something is sitting in the closet and haven't been used for, let's say, a month or two, then I try to bring it out, take pictures of it, and sell it on Marketplace. Or if you have any other apps such as Gumtree or whatever, you can sell it there. It doesn't sell instantly. It does take a lot of patience, and there are some weird people online, but I guess that's something that you just have to deal with. And I just leave it up there, and then usually after a couple of months or sometimes even a year, some people contact me, and if it's, you know, still available, I get to sell it, and I try to meet up with them and give it to them personally. And also, you can use Marketplace to buy secondhand products. I personally don't use it to buy secondhand products. I only sell just because I have like very little trust for people. So usually I try to buy something new, but even if it's new, I try to buy it like when it's on discount. So I don't really make use of the buy in Marketplace, just the sell. The next tip I have for you is I put about 15 to 20% of our earning into our savings. So I do that every month. And personally, we do about 17%. I know it's a weird number, but depending on how much you earn, I think you can kind of like give, like kind of know what is the best percentage that you could put to savings. It's usually like 15 to 20, I think, is a good number to put on your savings. So we do that. And another tip for that is that I do that first. So when the salary comes in, the first thing I do is put that 17% of the salary into the savings. So that's the first step. So that, you know, later on, if you don't put it on the first step and you keep it and end up doing it later on, you might have used the money, if you know what I mean. So I just do it right away. So the next tip I have is, for me personally, I don't try to get the high-end credit cards like the platinum credit cards and stuff. I just try to stay on the low end. And it works much better if I don't even get the credit cards that have no annual fees, if there is, depending on your bank. But in the Philippines, I did get some credit cards that didn't have annual fees, so that helped me a lot. It's just because I don't really use my credit card once, so I don't really get a lot of points to use the credit card anyway. But I guess if you're the type that uses the credit card often, maybe the points will help. But I mean, I haven't had a lot of people around me use the credit card points, so might as well just get something that saves you on annual fees. The next thing I do is kind of like, oh my god, I can't believe she does that kind of thing. What I do is I get a spray bottle and I get my dishwashing soap and I dilute it with water. And that's what I use to wash my dishes sometimes. Not all the time. Like if it's really greasy and stuff, I do just use the dishwashing soap. But, you know, something like when I, let's say for something light like vegetables or fruits that I use to put on my dishes, I just use that diluted dishwashing soap with water. And it works well, and it kind of stretches out how long I can use the dishwashing soap. So next thing is removing the cord when you're not using certain products. Like, we don't watch TV in the house, so we just remove the cord. Or if I'm using the coffee maker and I'm done using it, I instantly just remove the cord. That actually saves a lot of electricity, apparently. Okay, so the next thing is setting limits for each category each month. So before I started budgeting, I made sure that I set limits. For example, like groceries is how much, entertainment is how much, and then, you know, like, and the list goes on. So once you set limits, you kind of can gauge like where you're at. And if you're overspending on groceries this month and you have like what, 10 days left, you can kind of like adjust to how much you spend and you could see it, so it kind of works out. So that's what I do. I also try to eat vegetables and fruits that are in season, because obviously they are a lot cheaper. So if avocados are in season and they're like $1, I get that. And I try to not go and buy things that are not in season unless I'm really, really craving for it. But usually the thing is, there's always a good alternative to something that is in season. So yeah, eat foods that are in season. The next thing is make use of your leftovers. I feel like a lot of people just throw their leftovers because they're like, okay, I don't know what to do with it. But there is this great show also on Netflix called like something like The Leftover. It's a show, it's a cooking show about how to revamp your leftovers. And I'm sure there's some shows on YouTube and some tips on YouTube as well. So you could basically just type in what you have as a leftover. Example, if it's pasta, just type pasta and how to make use of it as a leftover. And there's going to be so much recipes that you can use. So make sure you eat everything. The next thing is for all you coffee lovers, make your own coffee. I know it sounds easy, and I know coffee adds up to a lot of dollars, and there's a lot of stores out there like, you know, a lot of chain coffee brands that really sell expensive coffee. Like, coffee shouldn't be that expensive. If you literally make your own coffee, it doesn't cost less than one half of that. So what I do is I just buy a coffee machine. Depending on what kind of coffee you like, you can get those nicer ones. Obviously, you have to make use of it a lot longer to get your money back for those. I just have the regular coffee machine that just does like the Americano style. So that's what I use. I just have coffee. And if I need to go out, I'll bring my coffee in a tumbler. So that saves a lot of money. Another thing is you can also buy frozen veg. Frozen veg is really, really cheap. I don't know what country you guys are from, but usually they are very cheap. They're like $2, a dollar. And they do the job. So yeah, try buying frozen veg if you think that fresh vegetables are too expensive. Another menu tip is like having meatless days. So meat usually costs more than vegetables, I've noticed. So having like a vegetarian meal or having more days where you have more vegetables than meat, or like putting certain days as meatless days, can save you a lot of money. The next thing is something that I really enjoy doing is buying generic brands. So a lot of these brands, they actually they're more expensive just because they spend that much for marketing. And the generic brands, they do exactly the same thing. I mean, I haven't noticed a big difference. So what I do is I just buy the generic brands, and it really saves me a lot of money. If you're particular with certain things that you don't want to use generic brands, just buy the whatever brand you like for those particular things. But other things that you don't really care about, just get the generic ones. They do the same thing. Next is sharing your streaming sites with your family members or friends. So if you ever do watch Disney Plus or Netflix or other streaming sites, or even Spotify, you could share how you pay it. So you don't have to pay for all of those things. Like if I pay for Netflix, your brother can pay for Disney Plus, your mom can pay for your Spotify, and you could all share. So that's another tip for you. The next thing is using a library. I don't know if you guys do have a library near you, but usually a lot of places do have libraries nearby. So I don't buy books anymore. I just go to the library, check it out, and return it. So that's another good thing. This is a tip that I use very often. Sometimes you go online shopping and you're like, want to do impulse buys, impulse purchases. And this has happened to me a lot, especially during COVID. Like, I have this urge to buy things online. And what I do is I put them on my basket and then I sleep on it. So I don't buy it right away. I put everything that I want, and then I sleep on it and I say, okay, I'll buy it tomorrow. And usually when I wake up the next morning and I see what I put in my basket, I don't really want to get it anymore. And I feel like, hey, that's a waste of money because I already have another jumper or something like that. So try to sleep on what you want to buy. Don't buy right away. Wait a day at least. The next thing is shopping out of season. So what this means is like buying winter clothes during summer. Usually at those times, they have a lot of sales and discounts, I've noticed. Even online and even at actual stores, if you buy summer clothes during the winter and winter clothes during the summer, it comes out a lot cheaper. And the next thing is freezing food. This is something that I always do, just because it's just me and my husband living here, and when we buy food, we usually have a lot left. And of course, some of these things, they go bad. And before they go bad, I try to like package them, reseal them, and then freeze them. And usually lasts a lot more months if you freeze your food. The next thing is we use reusable bags when we go to the grocery. This is a very common thing. I think a lot of people do it now. But because the supermarkets now charge for plastic bags, and although they don't cost a lot, right, it does add up. And you could also save the environment just by bringing your own reusable bags. The next thing is propagating plants or growing your own food. For me personally, I don't have a garden right now, but when I used to have a garden in the Philippines, I grew like kangkong and like other basil and other stuff. So that was quite helpful. And also you could propagate your plants. And when you propagate your plants, you could sell them online because a lot of people are into plants right now. It's like a thing. Like, I don't know why. Maybe it's because a lot of people live in the city and they don't get to see a lot of, you know, trees and plants in around their area. So that's probably why a lot of people are buying plants. But yeah, if you want to have like a side hustle, just get those plants that are easy to propagate. It's not too hard. Just put them in water, basically. And once they grow, you could pot them and sell them online. The next thing is, yeah, use sunlight during the day. So during the day, I just open all the windows and like the curtains, and I don't turn on the lights until it gets dark. That's when I turn on my lights. The next thing is something that can be a little bit embarrassing, but I don't know if it's like an Asian thing or it's just me, but I know a lot of people who do this as well. But you could save and use tissue and sauces from restaurants. So restaurants usually give like a big chunk of tissue, and I noticed that if we don't use it, they actually throw it. So that's such a waste of tissue, perfectly good tissue at that. So what I do is when I get tissue from a restaurant and there's a lot left, I just take it home and I use it at home to like wipe the table and stuff like that. And also the sauces, they give a lot of extra. So what I do is I use the sauce when I cook. So sometimes like in Korean restaurants and stuff, they give extra soy sauce, and even at Japanese restaurants, and I use that soy sauce in cooking, so it kind of like saves. So that's what I do. So those were some of my tips and how I personally save money and my budgeting 101 kind of thing. But the important thing is that you know what is important to you, and you don't have to stress too much about budgeting. Just make sure that you know what is important and what is not important. So things that are important to you, maybe you want to splurge on it, because if you budget too much, it can be stressful. And you know, you gotta know how to spend and enjoy your money too. So don't stress on it too much and know what's important to you. And also remember that every month is different. So sometimes, you know, in this month, you'll spend a little bit more or you'll spend a little bit less. But just remember that every month is different. Also because maybe you're celebrating someone's birthday and you need to get them a gift. So you just have to be flexible with your budgeting. But if you set aside like certain rules for yourself, it should be easy. So hopefully this helps you guys on saving money. These are just my personal tips. So you're free to do whatever you want, and maybe you could use some of the ideas that I gave you. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you in my next podcast. Bye.